This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's a company based in San Francisco that helps Muslim investors around the world choose stocks and other investment vehicles based on which companies comply with Islamic teaching and which do not. Mohammed Donia is Chief Executive Officer of Ideal Ratings. Mr. Donia, good morning.
Good morning to you.
When you're vetting an investment, say a stock, to figure out if it is Sharia compliant, what are you looking for?
First of all, it's the typical social responsible investment. So you would screen for good companies, not interested in alcohol, gambling, even games. Then there is another level of leverage, interest. So I'll give you an example like firearms. There are companies that are selling the firearms. So we'd look at if they're getting an income of less than 5% from firearms, typically these companies will pass. If the income level is more than 5%, then it is likely to fail.
And is there a sense that there's been a lot of money left on the table because there wasn't a way to get this information in the past?
I mean, the Islamic finance industry is estimated around $1.5 trillion, growing steadily at 25%. Most of that money is in cash accounts, not earning interest because the investors, they have the fear that they cannot invest the money. So when you provide a screened universe of companies, this would definitely help investors to start investing this kind of money and also leverage their investments across the different regions.
What about the idea of engagement of companies that you've evaluated? They might not quite pass the screens, but with some changes, perhaps could do a better job of what they do. Do you ever try that kind of engagement?
Absolutely. And we have a lot of companies that actually correspond with us and tell us, do we pass or what do we need to change? And sometimes they do these changes and next quarter we'll put them on our list and your stock is going to see some good returns because there would be some institutions and fund managers and also retail investments coming to your stock.
Mohammed Donia, CEO of Ideal Ratings based in San Francisco. Thank you very much.
Thank you.